See, if only Wayne could see you like this, Brian. Like the jovial you.
Brian, you look so happy.
I was here the whole time. You guys are just telling mean rumors about me.
Well, I wouldn't call them rumors.
I was just eating lots of treats out there.
Is that what you were doing?
Yeah, the dill's a really nice touch this year.
The what?
Yeah, you know, you put dill in those cookies.
I didn't put dill in them.
Well, that's what I was tasting.
It was cream of tartar. There was no dill.
That's what I said yesterday.
What?
Not dill, but that they were a little strange tasting. And you're like, don't diss my nanny's tartar.
Yeah, you don't. Her house to get my nanny might be listening to this right now, and she would be very disappointed with you if she knew you were making
fun
of her cream
of
tartar.
Lady.
But so, really, was there something weird tasting about the cookie?
Yes.
Yeah, only a little bit.
What was it?
It tasted like dill.
Dill what?
Just like a dill flavor.
Like dill pickle?
Yeah. Well, the flavor of dill.
Seriously?
Dill's the flavor in dill pickle.
It's maybe.
Like maybe.
It's an herb.
Maybe my nanny gave me dill pickle flavor instead of tartar.
Oh my god. Okay, well.
Did you eat one of those cookies?
Did I?
Yeah.
Yeah, and they tasted fine to me.
Oh, okay.
There's a little bit of a dill flavor to them. I'm not even joking.
I'm trying one during the break. I'm going to see what happens. We had a couple of songs in there for you to listen to.
Yeah, we heard Bruce Springsteen, Merry Christmas Baby, and A Single Snowflake by Ben Gunning.
Yeah, good stuff. All right. We've got lots more coming your way. 3 hours more, in fact, of holiday tunes. Now that Wayne and Andrea and Jen and Alicia, who we really appreciate coming in, they're gone. So we've got Brian and Jess in the booth. We'll try to live up to all the humor that you heard in the first hour of the program, although the very end, reading that grocery list, was probably the pinnacle of this program. We should have just shut everything off and went home. Because that was pretty good.
And Anthony's going to sing and play for you live in this hour?
No, probably not. It's not going to happen.
What I asked Santa for.
Is it?
Yes.
Well, it's not going to happen. So
must have been bad this year.
Yeah, probably. Pretty bad. All right. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, some more holiday tunes for you, including... Now I need to ask you, Blimp Rock, is that the...
Yes.
Is that the name of the band?
Yeah, they sing a song about Long Johns.
Well, that's what we're going to hear then.
It is, yeah.
It's what we're going to hear next. Coming up in just a moment, but we're going to have a holiday message. Don't know if you knew I did this or not. Oprah called. No, I'm just kidding. It's Stephen Karlik. I got a holiday message from him. So we're going to play that, and then we're going to give you some more holiday tunes, and we'll be back. And when we come back, we'll quiz Jess with the same questions that we quizzed Andrea and Wayne and the girls. So you're prepared. You should be prepared for the questions, and we won't put you on the spot about anything.
Okay.
Jokes. But yeah, we'll be back with more very, very shortly. So stick around, stay tuned. Another hour of great holiday tunes coming your way right here on Local 107.3 FM and anywhere else in the world you might be listening. If you're listening online at localfm.ca, or if any of our partner stations have picked up the program and are running the program over this next few hours, thanks very much for that. And stick around, because we've got lots of stuff for you on the Earshot 20 Presents. 'Twas the early evening before Christmas.
From Local 107.3 FM.
Hi, it's Stephen Karlik, senior editor at Exclaim Magazine and Exclaim.ca. From all of us at the office here and across Canada, all of our contributors, we'd like to wish you a happy holidays in whatever way you celebrate it. We'll see you in 2016. Make sure to stop by Exclaim.ca for all of our best of 2015 online reading.
Thank you.
laid out my corduroys. Under that my legs were bare. I cursed and scorned the frozen air. Brr. Then I was a teenager, and I went to the retailer. Bought some baggy skater slacks. I froze until the spring came back. The cuffs dragged on the ground, and when I walked the trail, the slush around. I looked ready for a fishing trip, but if I went, I'd die of frostbite to the hip. Sub-zero, I worship a two-legged hero. First name Long, last name John. Old man Winter, bring it on.
Bringing peace to all the world. was the end when the Baron cried out, "Merry Christmas, my friend!" The Baron then offered a holiday toast, and Snoopy, our hero, saluted his host. And then with a roar, they were both on their way, each knowing they'd meet on some other day. Christmas bells, those Christmas bells, ringing through the land, bringing peace to all the world and goodwill to man. Christmas bells, those Christmas bells, ringing through the land, bringing peace to all the world and goodwill to man.
Okay.
All right, here we are. Second hour. Only two and a bit more hours to go of this wonderful holiday program.
Imagine if you lived in Australia. I already have all my great gifts.
Is that what happened?
That Anthony bought me this year.
Brian, I've already told you that my gift to you is that you get to do radio with me every week.
What's mine?
I tried to return it to the store and... Aww. They said I couldn't even get store credit. I tried a lot of stores.
Every single one.
Including Radio Shack.
I love how you did the action that no one could see. The boom psh action.
I was waiting for you to do it for me.
Boom psh. All right. We heard some holiday tunes in there.
I love this book of questions that you have.
I know. Isn't it
great?
It
looks like a really professional storybook, but it's just Anthony's list of hot seat Christmas questions.
Crazy holiday
Only
questions.
Only one page has any writing on it.
That's not true.
In the middle.
The first three pages.
Skip like 100 pages.
Yeah, just to make it look like.
We're going to read from the back of Grampy's storybook today.
Yeah. Okay, Jess.
Okay.
Here we go.
All right.
But first, Brian's going to let you know what we heard in there. We heard some great great Canadian music.
For the seventh year running, maybe, sixth or seventh year running, the Line of Best Fit, which is a pretty cool music website, has been putting out these Ho 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 Canada compilations of all Canadian tunes every year. And so we played a couple tracks from that one and that last tune. We started off with Blimp Rock and Long John's. We heard the Royal Guardsman with Snoopy's Christmas, and we heard Nancy Pants with Merry Kwanzaa.
There you go. All right. So we, in the first hour of the program, Wayne, Andrea, and Jen and Alicia joined us, asked some questions of them, chatting a little bit about holiday and tradition and things like that.
It's a Christmas miracle that they keep coming back.
It is. Although I gotta say, I missed Nanny this year. She was an added treat. Added bonus was having Wayne and Andrea, because in the past, so this is our fourth year doing this show, and over the past 3 years, Nanny's been in the car with them, because they've always either been coming from or going to church, and so we just get them in the car, which is still a great segment in itself, and Nanny was hilarious. But
sometimes Peter McDonald's wife's, Cheryl's mother, would also call
true,
you, or
true.
Come in during Kegnog, and Anthony has a way with the old ladies. They just think Easy. Anthony is hilarious.
Easy. Now, come on now.
I always said that Anthony's best audience is older people. Usually parents.
That's not funny.
My Uncle Frank likes you.
He does.
Anthony loves the dad joke, even though he's 30 and doesn't have children.
I know how to deliver a good dad joke, so.
Or a partner.
All right, Brian.
Loves the dad jokes.
Get out of here. You're done.
I'm just telling the truth. I wasn't making fun of you.
I have
just
questions for Jess.
Letting everybody know the real Anthony Edmund.
He's also wearing a plaid red shirt today.
Which is very holiday-like.
Yeah, or like Home Improvement.
I hate you. All right, here we go, Jess.
Okay.
Favorite Christmas movie?
The Grinch. I know I'm being kind of a copycat, but it is. Yeah. And Jim Carrey's Grinch, not the cartoon one.
Wow, you probably
you're not being a copycat. You're being a goof.
A goof.
That's what a pick. Okay, favorite holiday treat.
Oh, I didn't prep for that one.
Ooh.
I guess everything I'm not supposed to eat. All the things with.
Yeah, when you're gluten sensitive, you really it narrows the.
Rice Krispie Squares. Your Rice Krispie Squares were good.
I thought you just had to eat broccoli.
They had butter.
It looks like a Christmas tree.
They had butter in them.
Whatever.
Yeah, that's how you melt the marshmallow.
I'll deal with it later.
There's gluten in No, I'm just kidding. I don't know if there is or not. Okay. So, Rice Krispie Squares.
Mm-hmm.
Holiday traditions.
Well, I have a gigantic family, and we all love food. So, every day, like, around Christmas, we go to a different aunt's house, and they always have really good food.
So would you equate that to be like what they do in Newfoundland? I don't know if you've ever heard of this, but in Newfoundland they go door to door, and it's called mummering, and they wear masks and they share food and drink, and the people, when you answer your door, you've got to try and figure out who the people are.
No, because we know who each other are. I know my family.
Do you even know how to sentence?
No. Not right now.
Okay.
Well, I'm so excited for Santa.
And you have a tradition of going to your nannies, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just came from my nannies.
Right. So, way to leave that out. She's probably disappointed with you now.
I don't think so. I think they might be listening.
Yeah?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, they're going to call and say, how could you forget? How'd you forget we were at your nannies?
Why were you here? I was
Anthony's
there.
Anthony's favorite movie is also The Grinch, but he turned it off halfway, and he's like, I learned enough. That's how he's been operating the rest of his life.
I didn't have to watch the whole thing. I was the one who taught The Grinch.
Oh, you stopped before he got nice.
I am the Yoda to The Grinch.
What?
Two different movies.
Didn't Yoda... I don't know. Anyway, okay. Holiday travel versus being home.
I love to travel, but I would rather be home.
Have you ever thought about traveling on the holidays?
Absolutely.
Yeah?
Every time it snows.
Okay. And... Oh, look at that. You got through all of them.
Yay!
Yeah.
You passed.
You
did I?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Maybe.
You've won the award.
Do I get a trophy?
There's no award.
Oh.
Anyway, So what about Brian? I know Brian and I talk about this. It's good to have other people because every year Brian and I talk
about
the same things.
There's so many things you can talk about related to the holidays.
But there is something different about Brian now that we can talk about.
Oh, Leia, I only put on 10 pounds this year. It's pretty rude.
You are a dad. And so now this year is going to be different than other years.
Yes, I have a new tradition of changing my daughter's diaper at 6 o'clock in the morning on Christmas Day. I predict. And
that's a
her
prediction.
Wailing in my face because she's hungry.
Yeah?
It's a great tradition. You should take part.
And I was talking
to
Brian.
She has 15 Christmas dresses. And
I've seen
that is not like, enough.
Yeah.
There's only one day. So I don't know how
she's
going to wear
it. I've seen
of
some
them.
Of the photos. Mm-hmm. I also, Brian and I, before the program earlier this week, were chatting, and Brian said that I asked about if he had bought any gifts, if Anna was getting anything for Christmas. And he said that it was more of a family, they were family gifts. So he bought like book sets that he really wanted, and he'll read to Anna. Like, what was it? Game of Thrones, War of the Worlds. What was the
War and Peace?
War and Peace. Yeah,
it's her favorite.
Yeah, so
her favorite is whatever I read to her right now. Well, I will say that yesterday, my wife Sarah's mother told her that she was really excited for tonight for some reason, and Sarah's like, "Why?" And she made a weird look and didn't say and wouldn't say anymore. So I don't know what's going on tonight. Something's up their sleeves.
Santa is
so exciting.
Coming, Brian.
Well, they're excited about that,
yeah,
too, but there's something else going on.
Is there?
Okay. I don't know.
I find that interesting. I never know what... And grandparents are crazy when it comes to the holidays. Like, they
they're
get...
intense.
When it comes... Especially, it's their first, right? It's their first grandbaby. So...
This year is a little bit different. We're basically telling people they have to come to us, which is kind of nice because it's easier.
Yeah, I'm not making it.
So we're having our dinner at our house. Normally it's not at our... It has never been at our house.
So what time is it?
Tomorrow at 4.
We'll see you then.
All right. Bring a dessert.
I've got lots of baked goods. I baked a lot of
cookies.
Things. Yeah.
Don't give those cookies to
anyone. Okay, really? Now, okay. Andrea stood there and ate like three of them and said
I
that they
three
tasted
of them
good.
And they tasted good, but there was a little bit of an off taste to them. And it might have been a little bit of a bitter. I'm sorry.
Maybe the tartar was a little bitter.
I don't know.
I'm gonna eat one right now. We're gonna go to
I
music.
I thought that I was crazy. Like, I ate one of them and I was like, this tastes a little dilly. And then I was like, no, it's just in my head. And then I ate another one and I was like, no, it tastes like dill. But only very faintly. And I wasn't even gonna tell you. I was just saying it as a joke. But then then Jess backed me up and I was like, oh, I'm not crazy. They
then
actually
Jess
taste
got grinchy.
Like dill.
Whatever.
What can I say?
I'm gonna go try it.
Rice Krispie Squares.
Okay.
Had some hot chocolate. You can make me more hot chocolate.
I'll try. Maybe I'll put some dill in it. We've got more holiday tunes.
You're just experimenting. You like dill.
We got more holiday tunes coming your way. And we'll be back to chat a little bit more.
Maybe you just saw some green dill and you're like, hey, it's like Christmas.
That's enough out of you. Here's some more tunes on Twas the Early Evening Before Christmas. Local 107.3 FM, the Earshot 20%.
Run!
Merry Christmas to everyone.
From Local 107.3 FM. From Local 107.3 FM.
Merry Christmas!
Hola. Hola.
Every time you come back to the show, you introduce it really strangely.
I know. It's, you know, it's one of the things that I get used, that I've gotten used to, that it's hard not to do is be like, oh, I can say, I can just do whatever I want, and then I can go back and fix it. Because when we record every week, it's easy not to worry about it. But when you're live, you just got to do it. There's no fixing it.
We just heard a track by Toronto jazz trio Bad Bad Not Good. It was a cover of Skating, which is a song from the Charlie Brown Christmas.
It was good,
special
too.
With Vince.
Vince Vaughn?
Roddy, something like that.
Oh.
And we also heard Chuck Berry in there with Run, Run, Rudolph.
Run, Run. It, I don't know. I can't remember what your favorite holiday movie is, Brian, or if you have one.
I don't know that I do.
No. I think I've asked you this in previous years, too. And I think I've always said, I'm pretty sure I've said mine's always Home Alone, because I'm a big fan.
It's pretty good.
And do you know what I missed out on this year, which I really would have liked to take, would have liked to take the opportunity to do, was go to the theater and see it. They actually showed it in the theater. And I would have loved have seen it on the big screen.
I always intend to watch a bunch of Christmas movies, and then I don't. Like, I'll download a bunch of them, or we have, like, a bunch of them, and then I'm like, oh, I'll watch all these movies I've never watched before, and then I don't, and then it's weird to watch Christmas movies in the summer.
After you're done. It's the other, Jen was saying, she was watching all the sappy Christmas movies on W Network. There's all kinds, all of the...
I'm
major
shocked
networks.
When I scroll through the guide and I'm like, I've not heard of any of these movies.
All kinds of movies. Jingle All the Way, although it's a ridiculous movie.
Jingle All the Way? Yeah. I only do that because that's this ridiculous impression that they have on Conan from several years ago, back when it was like the late night show.
You did a pretty good job. That's a good Arnold Schwarzenegger. The show is a touch ridiculous. It is.
I haven't seen that one probably since it came out.
It's funny. It's funny if you enjoy movies that are ridiculous in premise.
So this time last year, we had a crazy ice storm. It was all frozen out front. I have a pic.
Wasn't that 2 years ago? Last year?
No,
we didn't
I had
have
like
any
picture.
Snow.
Oh, maybe. No. I don't know. I had these pictures.
I was running around in my yard on the 23rd
of a badminton.
In no shoes.
There was 1 year, maybe it was 2 years ago,
but
there
was
a badminton birdie frozen into the snow out front of the student center, and all the trees were all frozen. Maybe it was 2 years ago.
It was 2 years ago, because I remember last year we talked about how the difference, and now even this year is much different than last
year. Also, today it's like
raining.
Tomorrow it's going to be upwards of plus 13, but then it goes down to minus 10 on Monday, so...
Well, you know what? I'll deal with that.
Wild and wacky.
I'll deal with that if I don't have to deal with the weather.
What?
I was going to say the Christmas weather.
I'd rather have it now.
I don't want snow.
Why? I'd rather have the snow in December than in February, March.
I don't want
April.
It at all.
Well,
keep
no,
it.
But it's inevitable.
Keep it. No, it's not.
Coming anyway, whether you like it or not.
No. Al Nino said no snow.
Al?
Yeah.
Alan?
He's been intentionally contributing to global warming as much as possible. He just drives us around.
He's been
burning a lot of tires in this year.
Al Nino said no snow. No, nothing's going to happen this year.
So most years we call NORAD, but we're not going to call NORAD this year. We just have a lot going on, but you can go and check out Santa's location.
Yeah, they do have the NORAD Santa tracker.
First thing this morning here, he was seen leaving. There's video evidence of him leaving, and then he was in Australia, so he's making his way.
He's all around.
Not quite yet, but very soon. Time to think about going to bed.
Yeah. Normally, the show we do, it was 3 hours last year, and we did the whole 3 hours live, so there was time to work that in, because it's really hard to get them on the phone, because they're so busy talking to little boys and girls.
I don't know the number right offhand, but you can go and look it up. And
yeah,
there's a website. It'll tell you where. You could look it up right now. Tell me where Santa is.
Yes,
right now.
Boss. I will do that for you.
It's very important that I know.
But yeah, they're great to talk to. They have all the information, and it's a really great initiative too. They do a great job.
Hey, while you're doing that, I just got a text from Melissa Clody saying that snow is not inevitable and that she's listening so high.
Well, there you go. See, snow is not inevitable because of our good friend Al. There you go.
Alan Nino.
Alan Nino. Now he's gotten a full name. Now we got to make a history for him. Born in
Born on December 24th, 2015, Alan Nino.
Alan Nino.
So this year, Sarah and I had a produce pack from Dave's Produce Packs,
and everything Brian has said has just been like random.
Well, just thinking about things, you're over there computing, and at the end, in our very last pack, they gave us a little pouch, and it said "Thanks for being our customer this year." It had cinnamon and some other things in it. It said, "Add this to." apple cider, so we're gonna wait till tomorrow. I almost forgot I went to buy apple cider today from Real Food Connections, which is a new store.
It's open.
Yeah,
it's open now. Cool.
Where's that?
Just up from
the new
Churchill's
Canterbury.
Nice
little parking garage.
Yeah, where
there.
That parking garage was. So there's Picker Rooms, Real Food Connections, mm-hmm. and an art gallery. Is it an art gallery?
Yes,
yeah,
Buckland Merrifield art gallery moved there.
Yeah,
cool.
So look at that. Okay, Mr. Santa Claus. He was last seen in Italy, doing as the Romans do. He has delivered over 3.2 million gifts so far.
Wow.
3.2 million gifts. He's on his way to Sardinia.
Oh, there you go.
I have no idea where that is. It's in Foni, which that in itself sounds like not a real place. Fonni.
Oh, okay.
Probably funny or something like that. I don't know. I don't know what it is, but he's on his way to Sardinia. Oh, it's in Italy. I don't know. There's three places now he's going because he's that magical.
One's the city and one's the province and one's the territory or whatever they have, and then one's the country. It's not that hard to figure out. Anthony.
See, Brian.
It's
Brian
like
knows Lordville, things.
Saint John, New Brunswick, Canada.
No, Lorneville, New Brunswick, Canada.
Lorneville's in St. John. It's on the west side. I swear.
Isn't it a town?
No.
It's not the
maybe
village?
Maybe at one time it was a village.
I'm shocked that you don't want storms, because I figured, you know, storm chips.
Yeah.
Or did you say I don't
easy,
need an excuse?
Easy with the fat shaming here, Brian.
I'm not. Have you tried the new storm chips?
No.
I feel like they're 100% up your alley. They're basically all your favorite flavors in a bag.
Yeah, no. No.
They're all my least favorite flavors in the same bag. It's like dill pickle, salt and vinegar. What are the other flavors? Ketchup?
All dressed?
Dill pickle. No. I don't like salt and vinegar chips. So that's out. Dill pickle's okay.
There's
ketchup's
four
okay.
flavors in one bag.
Sour cream
barbecue.
And onion?
Barbecue.
Barbecue?
It's barbecue, salt and vinegar, dill pickle, and ketchup. I said this is made for Anthony.
Salt.
How can you not like salt and vinegar when like dill pickle is your favorite?
No, they're the worst chip.
You're
ever.
Strange, man.
They're gross.
You're hard to figure out.
Santa's on his way to France. So there you go. That's where Santa is.
He's only about a couple hours away then.
Yeah. Check out NORADSanta.org. That's where you can see where he's headed. He's out there. All right, we will give you some more tunes, and only 20 minutes left of this hour.
Wow.
Time has flown.
So we got so much more music to play for you. Have another guest coming in the next hour. Our friend Drew Sweet's coming in, and he wrote a song for this radio show.
He did.
It's basically the best thing that could have ever happened. When we ask someone to come and they say, I'm going to write a Christmas song specifically to debut on this show.
There's nothing more you could ask for. Wayne Hansen in the first hour, Drew Sweet in the third hour. It's going to be it's a Christmas sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to get it.
All right. Here is Nat King Cole with Chestnuts Roasting on an Open Fire.
It's going out to Tina Enman.
Tina.
I don't know who that is, but she requested
Sam's
a song,
untrustworthy.
So. Yeah.
Don't go to her house.
Don't go to her house.
She's going
to
think I'm not joking. I'm scared now.
There may or may not be pizza.
I love you, Tina.
Anyway, this one goes out, and you are listening to 'Twas the Early Evening Before Christmas, presented by the Earshot 20. Anthony, Jess, Brian in studio with you, and we'll be back with more after this.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols
being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you. So I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to
tries to stop. Rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling. You will get a sentimental feeling when you hear voices singing, let's be jolly, deck the halls with boughs of holly. Christmas tree, have a happy holiday. Everyone dancing merrily in the new old-fashioned way. Holiday. Everyone dancing merrily in the new old-fashioned way.
Merry Christmas, you filthy animal. And a Happy New Year.
Oh, Scotia foot just sold my uncle's store.
Lisa!
I like him on the Pesach. Let's leave the man a chef. It's on the shelf.
Lay six.
Gift for the children. $5 check from great grandma Sam.
Lay seven.
Light a whole bunch of candles. Gotta keep that shamas going right to left all the way until
lay eight. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Days of love. Ooh. Days of
ten.
Days of Hanukkah.
Days of Hanukkah.
Oh, love.
Girls get love.
Lights of Christmas cheer blinking to the beat. Where that party at? Right here, 'cause we wanna get down tonight. Oh yeah, baby, you got them big bones. Baby, you got them big bones. Baby, you got them big bones. Flashing in your window tonight. Baby, you got them big bones. Baby, you got them big bones. Baby, you got them big bones. Flashing in your window tonight. We get so excited when we see all the pretty lights. Red, yellow, purple, white, and green. Christmas delight. Where's that party at? Right here. 'Cause we wanna get down tonight. Oh yeah, baby, you got them big bones. Baby, you got them big bones. Baby, you got them big bones. Flashing in your window tonight. Baby, you got them big bones. Baby, you got them big bones. Baby, you got them big bones. Flashing in your window tonight. Ooh.
From Local 107.3 FM.
It's the Earshot 20 presents, 'Twas the Early Evening Before Christmas.
Those are some nice holiday dance moves.
Like those?
Sometimes I miss our webcam. So I'm always like, because Anthony would always forget that we had a webcam. And then he'd do dance moves like that and be like, oh, people are just watching me do silly dances.
Yeah.
That I wouldn't probably do if I remembered people were watching. That was a couple of tracks from the really cool new record from Saren Jones and the Dap Kings. Holiday Soul Party. We heard a couple of originals there. It's always nice when there's some cool new, you know, the classics are the classics, but you can only play Jingle Bells so many different ways. So you had a couple of originals there, Big Bulbs and Literally. 8 Days of Hanukkah.
Yeah, it's good.
Throwing a little, you know, little cross-cultural reference there.
Hey,
a little
that's love what holiday, I always
all
say
the holidays, even if you don't celebrate holiday any holidays, even if you're just happy to have a day off of work.
You're on holidays. It's just that's the way it is. So whatever you're doing to celebrate, hope you're having fun doing it. It's a good time. It is the most wonderful time of the year. Huh? Because that's the next song. We've only got a few more minutes before we cap off this hour and move into our next hour. Very special next hour. We've got Drew Sweet in studio with us, which we're very excited about. Also, our next hour of the show is complete Canadian content, all filled with CanCon. Plus, there's some other things in there too. I think we're going to throw in like a reading of something. I don't know. There's all kinds of good stuff. And I'm gonna ask Drew the questions that I've been asking everybody else. I'm gonna be asking him too. So we've got all
Anthony's
kinds
of Christmas queries.
My Christmas queries. I don't. That's such a weird word. Just isn't query a thing where rocks are found?
Or that's a core. Oh, that's going in the book of Anthony Edmund quotes right there. Oh, what did you just say? Oh, thank goodness I have this recorded.
Anyway.
Oh, that's so great.
Yeah, guys, gotta go. Okay, so.
Oh, I'm so glad.
Jess, thanks very much for joining us.
Anytime.
We appreciate it. You didn't say much, but what you did say was wisdom. Sometimes I say things just to get you going. You realize that. That wasn't one of those times, but sometimes I do.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Anyway.
That was definitely not one of those times.
No, this was totally on purpose.
Thank you.
I'll explain to you the difference between a query and a quarry later.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Maybe when you're reading a book to Anna, you can read to me as well. Just so I can learn. off the rails. We're going to go for now. We're going to give you some more tunes. And then we'll be back next hour of the program. Like we said, Drew Sweet joins us. We've got all Canadian content lined up for you and much, much more. Thanks very much to everybody listening right now and continuing to listen. And if you're listening somewhere in another part of the country, if one of our partner stations are carrying the program or you're listening on localfm.ca, thanks for tuning in. And stick around because we've got all kinds more on the way. Plus, there's even more great programming after this, so you're not going to want to miss it. Local 107.3 FM, and it's the Earshot 20 Presents. 'Twas the Early Evening Before Christmas. Any shout-outs before you go, Jess?
Hey, Mom.
Hi, Teresa. How are ya? T-Buck.
Yep, she's all right. Listening.
To the
so
whole,
Dad.
The whole
so
Buck family. The whole Buck family.
Oh, yeah. Happy holidays.
Yeah. All right. Here we go. Some more tunes for you. Stick around. There's lots more on the way.
Merry Christmas, everyone. I'm currently making my way around the world with gifts for all the good boys and girls. I'll be visiting you all very soon. Remember, Santa loves cookies. What's that, Dancer? Oh, yes, and Dancer says don't forget a carrot for he and his friends. Well, I better be off and deliver more toys. I'll be seeing you soon. Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night. Oh.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's the happiest season of all. With those holiday greetings and gay happy meetings when friends come to call. It's the happiest season of all.